Hi, I'm Adam Gillespie from songspotters.com, and you're listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to Green Gab. Hey, this is the place to gab with women, and maybe some men, about rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Get in on the gab, why green matters to you, your family, and your friends. Hi, I'm Marla Esser, and I'm the Green Home Coach, and I'm so excited to be here on this podcast. We are really having an opportunity to share some great inspiration, great information about green homes and green living. Today, I'd like to welcome Michelle Dow. She is with MAD Energy, M-A-D, also her initials, but making a difference. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
I am well. It was kind of funny waking up to a whole bunch of snow, though, this morning after we had, 80-degree temperatures on Saturday?
And in my town, not one flake.
I know. And so for everybody listening, I live in the western suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri. Michelle lives in the further west suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri. And literally, we are maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes apart. And I had 6 inches and she had nothing. Welcome to the Midwest, right?
Really? It's a pain if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes?
Yeah. I saw a Facebook post. It said, only in Missouri can you wear flip-flops and snow boots in the same week. That's about the truth. You know, you could get into a whole climate change conversation over that one, but I think we're going to have more fun with what we're going to talk about today. What do you think?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I started to think back how long we've known each other, and I think we both decided not to think back that far because we've known each other for quite a few years.
Yes. Butterfly something works.
Yeah, Butterfly Energy works. Kudos to my friend Gary, who's still out there doing cool stuff with energy efficiency and conservation and energy efficient houses. And that's a whole nother topic. I'm probably going to have to bring Gary on someday, too.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, it's been we met a long time ago.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch as the industry and as people in the industry have really developed and really started to get it. Because I know when we first met, we spent so much time just talking about what green and energy efficiency was and is and teaching the vocabulary and the real basics. And now it's so much fun to talk about because people have just such a better understanding of what the basic principles are and how they can get started. Are you finding that with the people you talk to as well?
I am. When I first got into business, I wasn't even all that knowledgeable about energy efficiency. And I discovered that the products happen to make the homes more energy efficient than the buildings. And that's how I got interested. But when I first went into business, it was not for that reason.
And what was the reason?
The reason was, I was working on some special projects at Flu Hospital, and that was about to come to an end. And I was going to go get a job, a regular job.
Ooh.
And I have always not liked the interview process. I've always felt I was being interrogated. And it's my own perception, but nonetheless. So I thought, if I buy a business, I don't have to go on interviews.
Just sales calls.
I bought an existing business.
Okay.
And it was a window tinting business. The majority of the sales were in vehicles. And then as time went by, I thought, I want to do flat glass. I want to do residential and commercial flat glass. And then I found out about the energy efficiency and then just kind of went from there and then got into the solar shades and took a class on solar photovoltaics. And yeah, so it's just grown from an accident. But it was a happy accident.
Well, maybe destiny, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. And then I met you. So yeah, it was destiny.
You are too kind. Kudos. I'm back at you, girl.
Thanks.
So one of the things that as I've learned more about all this, one of the things that is so fascinating to me is that windows are such an important part of our house. They are psychologically important to us. We need, as human beings, we need views and we need light. I echo that in spades because I need lots and lots of light. Yet, our windows are also the least insulated part of our wall assembly or, you know, all the stuff protecting us from the outside. And they let in all the sunlight, which can really mess with, you know, the colors of our furnishings and our carpets. And so window films play a big role in that, right?
It does, because windows are just almost the big holes in your walls.
Right.
So by putting the film on, you're insulating the glass, and even clear film. I've got two customers actually lined up that are going to be getting clear film installed, because the clear film will still block out almost 100% of the UV rays coming in.
And that does what?
So UV rays are the rays that burn you, burn your skin, burn your floors, okay. Burn your paint, burn your animals, just destroy. They damage and destroy whatever they hit. So by putting even clear film on, you still get the light and you get the warmth if that's what you're after.
Right.
But you're still protecting your furnishings. It's not energy efficient, unfortunately, but it does help you not have to replace things that are damaged, which, the ripple effect keeps it out of landfill. You have to spend less money.
Well, and I don't think people necessarily think of durability and not having to replace something as being a green principle, but really when you think about it, it is. It's kind of like my grandmother, you used it until it was not usable any longer.
Mm-hmm. And we've become a society of, I want something different, so off it goes into the trash. Mm. Or it's, look, it's just a little bit faded, let's throw it in the trash. Well, if it doesn't fade, you get to keep it forever.
Or at least till you get tired of it, and then we can take it to the secondhand shop and resell it.
Yes, and we can give it to someone who is just starting out and needing to furnish their home.
So the clear films don't give you energy efficiency, but some of the other films do.
Yes, that's true. The tinted films will block out the sun, the heat of the sun, anywhere from 40-ish percent to into the low 80s percent of the heat.
So is film a good way to increase the efficiency of existing windows rather than replacing them?
Oh my gosh, yes. And at way less of the cost, way less.
So if you caulk and seal your windows and add window film, you could get a lot of additional years out of windows that you have right now, so they would remain serviceable and better in your home.
Correct. And they stay out of landfill. And I've had conversations with people. There are so many contractors that will replace windows, and there are people out there that will recycle the glass.
Yeah,
yet
that's true.
It's aggravating for the person who's replacing the windows to go through the trouble of having the dumpster and putting it in, taking it to the place, and so it ends up in the landfill when it doesn't have to. That just, I want to say, breaks my heart. That doesn't break my heart, but it's close. It's like there's things you can do that you don't have to do that, but in the sake of time and money, sometimes that choice is made.
And I think that's a lot of what we all have to think about in all the decisions that we make about our homes. And there's a lot of decisions out there, but hey, if we can make a couple of those decisions easier, all the better. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and talk about a little bit more.
Okay.
Poker's been around a long time. The memories, the cards, the money, the players, it all makes for an outstanding experience. But where can you get true knowledge, tips, tricks, and detail? Don't miss the next episode of Two Guys Talking Poker, where poker zealots Vic Porcelli and Andy Kazin interview poker greats like Michael the Grinder Mizrachi, Alan Chainsaw Kessler, Greg Fosselman Raymer, and many more. Add on superb hand analysis and poker industry news, and you've got the Two Guys Talking Poker podcast. Check it out now at twoguystalkingpoker.com. That's twoguystalkingpoker.com.
I'm Bob Christman from the Galaxy Cast, reviewing sci-fi entertainment and more on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Green Gab. I'm Marla Esser, the Green Home Coach, and I have with me today Michelle Dow of Mad Energy. I love, love, love your name. It's so awesome.
Thank you.
And I love what it stands for, making a difference.
That's my intention. Before I kick the bucket, I want to see what I can do.
That's a cool thing to want, to want to make a difference, move the needle forward a little bit. And so I know how impassioned you are about what you do in your business and in your life. And you and I have been on kind of parallel paths with this journey. We're both women business enterprises through the state of Missouri, and we've both been exploring that path. And we've both been in the green and the energy efficient world for a while. So tell me something about you I don't know.
When I was in my mid-20s, I lived in Los Angeles area in California, and my 29th birthday. My friends took me out to dinner to the Greek Isle in Marina Del Rey, and we it was a Greek restaurant, and there was belly dancing, and there was a training for to learn a dance, and it was that dance where you kick your legs up and go in a circle. Well, I did not know. I wouldn't have any way to know, but there was Michael Constantine and this other actor. I don't know his name, but he always played scary people. And they were in this group with us dancing, and I have two left feet. And so when he was next to me, and when I was kicked one way, he would kick the other way, and I was kicking a poor man.
Oh.
So that's not many people know that.
So you're a an unfulfilled dancer, I guess.
Oh, gosh. And, I just had my 59th birthday last Friday, so it was 30 years ago.
Happy birthday. There are a lot of February birthdays. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
We had that conversation the other day.
I know. I think I started counting them and lost count and gave up. mine was a few weeks ago, too. And at any rate, my sisters, my nieces, and blah, 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 blah.
So, my sister and I got cousins the day after me, a couple days before me.
I don't know what all these folks were doing 9 months ahead of February, but it was a good month, apparently. back to business reality here. Part of what I really enjoyed doing, and I've kind of had the opportunity to hook up with you doing this as well, is really finding women that get this whole concept of green and making their homes better and connecting over this whole women in business and green. And how is that working for you?
I, too, think women get it quicker, more than men. Not that...
I know, no hard feelings, guys. We don't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't mean any disrespect. But, women are... They tend to things. They tend to their tribe, their family, their children, their environment. And men will go out and, they kill the antelope and... they're not thinking about, well, I need to make sure I clean up this blood. You know what I mean? I got to feed the family.
Yep.
And I think the women are the ones that are, well, I don't want this blood in the house, kind of a thing. So I think women get that part more often.
Well,
trying to be nice.
Well, we make so many decisions. Ask any woman and ask her who's making decisions or most of the decisions about a house or their home.
Oh, yeah.
Or how they're living in it.
My husband's been gone for 10 years. And I bought the business like a year before he passed away. And even back before that, when there would be a major purchase to be made in our house, the windows and the siding, he was like, I'll be sitting there, but you're going to control it.
Yeah.
There's power in the purse strings and you're controlling this purchase and the information that we get. And if people are talking to you, because, they want to come over and they want to talk to the man of the house.
Yep.
They always say, well, is your husband going to be home? I was offended by that, actually. And
I think a lot of us are.
I wouldn't do business with anybody that insisted that we both be there. I just you just lost your opportunity to sell me, because that is...
So are you working with a lot of women now in the business? And I mean, when you're in talking with folks about your window film and about solar shades, do you find that you're working with a lot of women?
Well, mostly in the residential sector, yes, because they're usually homeowners and it's usually a couple.
So what are your tips for them to help them get a better experience out of what they're needing and buying for their homes?
Listen to your gut.
Yeah.
Your gut is, if you're talking to somebody and they're trying to tell you about something, or they are telling you about a product or what it will do or what it won't do, if you're just pay attention to your gut, what it's doing. If you don't feel good about that person, I would question the whole deal.
Yeah.
And then that's not fair, because the product may be just fine, because there's a lot of, window film is basically the same.
Okay.
It's made the same. It's pretty much the same from anybody you get it from. But there are other people that will come in and not clean your windows very well to take, shave off some time. And there's people in my industry that say 10% of the debris trapped between the film and the glass is acceptable. Like, are you kidding me? You trap something between the glass and the film, it's magnified.
Yeah.
So you've got dirt and dust, and that's acceptable? I'm thinking, no, this stuff is not the most expensive thing on the planet, but it's certainly an investment.
Right.
And what on, it's not like you can just peel it back off and blow that out of there. It's on. So I would say, ask questions. Ask questions that most people wouldn't think about, like, is this going to be clear? Am I going to be able to, is there going to be particles, dust particles that I'm going to have to put up with? Or what do you do? What's your process? Do you clean the windows? Do I have to clean the windows? Do I need to take down the drapes? Do you take down the drapes? Those kind of questions that people don't really think about. All they think about is, oh, it's going to cut this much sun. It's going to, the house is going to be nice and cool now, or nice and even temperature throughout the rooms. The glare is going to be gone. My furniture is going to be protected. That's great. But there's, you know, how long have you been tinting the windows? Where did you learn to tint windows? You know,
so you just made me think of something, though. A lot of times the men in the equation are very focused on the end result, which makes sense because that tends to be stereotypically how men think, you know, get to the fix, get to the result. Women tend to think more about the process, and we tend to think more about how you're going to get there. And that's what I hear resonating out of what you're telling me. And I never really thought about it that way, but that makes so much sense. And so, gentlemen that are listening to us, remember this: when you are selling to women, and it is important to sell to women, we control billions of dollars in spending power. And talking with us in a way that resonates with us may be hard for you, but guess what? We're buying. So I also enjoy doing business with women whenever I can. Not all women think alike, of course, so we don't all jive. But Michelle, I know you and I have had lots of conversations about how we sell and how we talk and how we inspire and educate the people that we work with. And when we come back on our next segment, we'll chat a little bit about that before we wrap up today. So thank you.
All right.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with Perpetual Advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual Advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about Perpetual Advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
A circular shield featuring a silver star. The values, dedication, and leadership that are innately American. You can look for a long time inside of comic books and not find a lot of these. However, inside of Marvel's Captain America, the First Avenger, we find all of them and more. Check out what many are calling the best representation of transfer from comic book page to the silver screen. It's the Captain America Perspective Review, a complete, detailed, and always educational review of Marvel Studios' Captain America, the First Avenger. Check it out now at PerspectiveReviews.com. That's PerspectiveReviews.com.
Welcome back to Green Gab. I'm Marla Esser with Michelle Dow here today. I'm the Green Home Coach, and Michelle's with Mad Energy. Actually, she is Mad Energy, making a difference. And we've been having an awesome time today talking about windows and women and green and how to help women make great buying decisions when they are buying stuff for their homes, green or not. And I'm learning a lot, Michelle. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
I'm loving this opportunity to share with people what so many other people are doing and just really to up the volume and give people hopefully a fun, you know, lighthearted way to learn something new about what they're doing. So one of the things that we wanted to talk a little bit further about is I want to get a better idea, and I want the audience to have a better idea of why you do what you do. Why did you get into this, and what do you love about it?
Well, the why I got into it, I said earlier, which has nothing to do with what I'm doing, why I'm doing it now. I love the fact that helping buildings be more energy efficient, the different things that it can do, it number one, saves people money on their electric bills because you use less electricity. Now, number one, your air conditioner, that big old thing that sits outside, is not running as often.
Yep.
And so right there, that just cuts your electric bill up to 25% in some cases. And I came from a modest household, and there wasn't a lot of extra money. And my mom struggled, and I love to be able to help people not struggle as much. I mean, everyone had to have electricity, and I just like being able to help people save money where they can. And yes, again, the window film is an investment, but over time, after a couple of years, it's paid for, and you're just not saving as much money
right
as you would have. And the fact that you're using less electricity is good for my planet. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, that's true.
The years that I've been alive, my childhood and now, oh my gosh, the things that are so different on this planet
is
absolutely amazing. The amount of damage that we have done in the past 40 years, if we keep at this pace, in another 40 years, thank goodness, well, I might be here. Chances aren't good, but, that's frightening to me.
It is overwhelming to think about what we're leaving the next generation.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't have kids, so I'm kind of glad about that in a way, you know. But other people do. And other people, you know, people I know and love have children. And if we don't turn this around, I just don't even want to think about it. And I love the planet. The planet is it's an alive thing. And it can't just reach up and smack us. Well, it kind of does sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But, I mean, you know, it supports us. Everything about it is supports our life. Mm-hmm. Yet we are just not kind. And that's why I love doing what I'm doing, because it's something that's kind. The ripple effect causes it to be kind to the planet.
And I don't think we think about not being kind to our planet. I think we just get so embroiled in our day-to-day lives and the convenience, and we get busy for the sake of being busy. And then the bigger items just become really hard to think about. And I think sometimes it's so complex that it's really challenging for us to think those really big issues. So I think sometimes we stick our heads in the sand. But what I love about talking and teaching and inspiring people about green homes, and I think you probably share this, is that there are very practical things that people can do right now. And it doesn't have to be installing window film, although that's a great one. It may be as little as turn the daggum tap off when you're brushing your teeth. But there's really easy things that people can do right now that not only make an impact on the bigger world, but more importantly, make an impact on you and your family. So I kind of look at it as, there's a triple win. You can benefit yourself. You can benefit your family, your community, and, the world. So I just really urge people to think about what they do. And if you leave something for the next person, just if you take as much as you need and nothing more, then there's a little bit more to go around, a little longer, and not impact quite so much.
Yes. You know, a great thing that a lot of people could do is switch out their cleaning
products.
Their cleaning products for non-toxic things like vinegar and water, or things like that, that baking soda that don't go into the water.
Oh, yeah. And we have great options available now. And if you want to buy something pre-made, there's great options available.
Yes, there's a great company right here in St. Louis, a local company that makes some great products.
There is. There's a lot of great things. And, that's one of the things I'm really working more to do, is to bring resources to bear. I'm working on a website that's going to actually do that exact thing for people and give people practical tips, practical things that they know are already trusted, already vetted. I'm looking for things that are certified. So stay tuned. I'm going to be really excited to debut that in the next couple of months. Yeah, I just don't see a lot of people talking at that practical level. It's all the big stuff, replace your heating and cooling, or build a new house, or even putting solar panels on, as great as it is a big action.
A great one,
but it's a big one.
And something as simple as the really inexpensive furnace filters.
Yeah.
I was told by an HVAC company, buy the cheap ones. Buy the little inexpensive ones.
Oh, boy, that's a whole.
Every month.
That's a whole topic, yeah.
I know. But something that simple. I mean, that's really inexpensive that everybody can do.
Yep. There's a lot of those kind of tips. Hey, matter of fact, I wanted to make sure, because today is the second day of the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. And if you're not in St. Louis and you're listening to us and you don't want to come to St. Louis, although we would love to have you, there are home and garden shows running all over the country. And this is a great opportunity to go find some of these products. And I'm actually involved with the green side. So I'm really proud to say that there's quite a few green products and services at our home show this year. So that's really cool, because they're becoming more mainstream. So I see people talking about them in a way that they haven't before, that it's not necessarily that weird greeny thing over there. It's just something that makes a lot of sense to do. So if you get a chance to come by the St. Louis Home Show, it's running through Sunday. It's at the America Center. And we'd love to see you there. If you're not in St. Louis, check on the internet or in your paper and see what home and garden shows are near you that you can check into. And I think it's a great way to learn more about what's going on, as well as find some trusted resources. Right, Michelle?
Yes, absolutely. There are trusted resources out there. And people can find out a lot of that information from you. Golly, you're just like, you know everything.
I don't know everything, but thank you. I'm learning as fast as I can.
Seriously, if people who are listening want to know anything about greening a home, they need to visit your website. You visit you, call you, whatever it is you'd like them to do. And because, my goodness, you're just amazing at the things that you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
The guidance that you can offer people.
Well, thank you for being on the show. If you are interested in gabbing with me, I'm Marla@greenhomecoach.com. You can find me best through email or find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and we will be in touch. So thank you again so much for joining us here on Green Gab, where we are getting on the gab about green homes and green living. Have a great day.